The Winter of Second Chances by Jenny Baylis, read by Susie Riddell. For Lindsay and Joe, with all my love, kiss, kiss, kiss. Chapter 1. Annie was almost home when she realized she'd left her phone at the restaurant. It was September, and the night air was nipping at her jacket collar, letting her know that summer was on the wane. The gentle rhythm of her rubber-soled boots on the pavement was as soothing as the tick of the old carriage clock that used to sit on her parents' mantelpiece. The high street was quiet. The pubs had long since expelled their patrons, and the lights in the flats above the shops were all but extinguished. Even a town as busy as Lemming-on-the-Lye had to sleep sometime. Annie wandered slowly back the way she had come. She was completely alone, aside from the flash of a bushy red tail as a fox disappeared down an alleyway, no doubt hoping to find a loose bin bag or discarded kebab. Annie liked this time. After the heat and rush of the kitchen during service, and then the laborious clear-down, when the last customers had departed, full-bellied and ruddy-cheeked from the house wine, came the quiet. The front-of-house staff left first, carpets hoovered and tables laid ready for lunch service the next day, leaving just the kitchen staff, tired yet strangely elated at having got through another crazy night. When the last pan was dried and the floor mopped, Annie would let them go, listening as their animated conversations drifted out of the courtyard and into the sleeping streets beyond. Since the twins had left home, her chefs had become like her surrogate children. And then she was alone. The calm after another hard-won day washed over her. She was too tired to dwell on things, and that was just the way she liked it. Up ahead, towards the mall, a man in a leather jacket staggered under the weight of his companion, who leaned listlessly against him, drunkenly singing "Hit Me Baby One More Time." Annie walked on, and soon she was standing back outside the Pomegranate Seed, the restaurant she and her husband Max had run for the last 15 years. Annie unhooked the latch on a tall gate to the side of the building. A steep path led down towards a small courtyard and kitchen garden, with raised beds and cold frames to the right, and to the left, a crooked flight of stone steps down to the kitchen door. The security light was on the blink again, and the gravelled passage was in almost complete darkness, save for the dim phosphorescence of the harvest moon. But it didn't trouble Annie. She knew every dip in the path, every leaning nuance of the ancient stone steps. This was her domain. She fumbled for her keys, then let herself in. The kitchen hummed with electrical appliances. The green lights atop the industrial fridges and freezers punctuated the blackness of the still warm kitchen. Annie located her phone quickly on the vast stainless steel worktop by way of the red message light that pulsated from it. The cold light from the screen spilled out into the sleeping kitchen. It was a message from Max.
"Sorry, love. Going to be late. Jude's fallen out with Petra again, so I'm going to sink a few pints with him. M. Kiss, kiss."
Annie rolled her eyes. Petra seemed to throw Jude out of their flat above the pub on an almost weekly basis. She shoved the phone into her pocket and was about to leave when she heard a noise coming from the restaurant. She froze. Shit. She cocked her head in the direction of the restaurant beyond and strained to listen. She couldn't make out voices, but there was definitely somebody moving about in there. She opened her phone to see what time Max had sent his message. With luck, she could catch him somewhere between sober and useless. As Annie's finger hovered over Max's name, the last bar of her phone battery blipped out and snapped her back into darkness.
"Bugger, bugger, bollocks," Annie cursed silently.
The dull thud of a glass being dropped onto the rush matting of the restaurant floor thrilled her to attention. Her heart thrummed, eyes wide against the dark, as her breath came hard and fast. And then she did the thing that always made her shout at the actresses in horror movies. She crept slowly towards the noise. Her intention was to sneak behind the bar and use the restaurant phone to call